Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. I want you to picture in your mind a building. Maybe it's nondescript, I don't know. But you walk into that building, and then it looks pretty big from the outside, but when you get inside, you realize the enormity of it all, 27,000 square feet. And then you look up and down and left and right, nothing but ammo, as far as you can see. And this is Ammunition Depot. You're in the middle of 50 million rounds of ammunition, 42 different calibers. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up next hour is going to be Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. He and I talked about a couple of things. He's been right. And we're going to expand on a couple of things that I've briefly touched on. Because, they bear being expanded. I'd really like to know I'd like to know which little thing is it out there that makes my phone ring as soon as the show starts. I would love that. You would think, coming out of Chicago, that Reverend Michael Flegger, who was an early supporter of Barack Obama and who hearts him some gun control, would not be bearing false witness against one of his neighbors. And yet, this past weekend at Chuck's Gun Shop in Riverdale, Illinois, he was there to blame it and other legal businesses and the National Rifle Association for the murder spree in the gun control progressive workers' paradise of Chicago. He stood there with the camera-shy Reverend Jesse Jackson and the always shy and retiring Dan Gross, president of the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, and also the Brady Campaign to saddle their dupes with legal fees. And he proclaimed, Father Flegger proclaimed, that the NRA had blood on its hands for the children killed in Chicago gang violence and that the NRA would pay for the murder of our children. This is what he said. I'm just tired. Tired of the NRA. Tired of them prostituting themselves and buying politicians in this country. I'm tired of gun manufacturers and John Riggio from Chuck's making money off the blood running down our streets and our children laying in cemeteries while they live in gated communities where there are no gun shops like Chuck's. I'm tired of funerals of babies while the NRA manufacturers and Chuck's run to the bank making profits from death. All the while he gets his tap dance shoes stained in the blood as he tap dances in the blood of the innocents, he's ignoring the fact that, you know, he has either been a part of it. See, here's what they've done. They've taken gang violence and they've substituted the term gun violence for it. So it's not the gangs, it's not the individuals at fault here, you see, it's the guns. And for the gang members that use ball bats and knives and cars and drugs and fists and hands and feet and everything else, anything else is fine in Chicago as long as there's no guns. Of course, since they're criminals, they don't care about some of the gun stuff, so they have guns. I'm getting tired of these liberal lies. I'm getting tired of these people that cloak themselves in something else. You know, every time a army commanding general who's anti-gun, every time a reverend who's anti-gun or a doctor who's anti-gun steps up to a mic and says, I'm anti-gun and this is why, everybody sits back and says, well, there's the revelation. Until you understand a couple of things. First of all, these people are just people. They're people that are in the public eye, but they're people nonetheless. They have the same flaws, they have the same frailties that you have, that I have, that everybody else has. Just because they dress themselves in a priest's collar, or they have stars on their shoulder, or a badge on their chest, or a title before their name, they're still simply people. People, one thing about people is that there's some people out there that want to control every facet of your life. Or they have to have a boogeyman, or they have to have something constantly that they're going after. These are the people that are the anti-gunners. A commanding general of the U.S. military. You go to any military post and find me one where the soldiers can walk around strapped. They need to be able to walk around strapped because guess what? They're targets now. We have ISIS here in the United States. We have ISIS within the military, the U.S. military. It keeps happening all the time. Or we have guys that snap or something. Just because that's just what happens in society. And yet they can't carry guns because the commanding generals will tell everybody, well, this would make things harder on the ground. As if somehow these guys who've trained in fire and maneuver, if they hear of a running around spree shooter, they're just going to fire in every direction without looking for a target. That's the proposition that's put through. Chicago has never been about gun violence. It is a historic gangland violence town. 68,000 active gang members. That's four times the number of cops. 59 gangs, 625 factions. Mostly on the south and west sides. None of them, by the way, that go and get a gun with, based upon passing a background check. Now, Otis McDonald was from Chicago. And the Supreme Court agreed with him and not Father Flegger, who argues that places like Chuck's Gun Shop, which is 20 or 30 miles away from Chicago, endangers Chicago residents. As much as any gun shop here in South Carolina would, I would imagine. Chicago's high crime rate is due to the politicians and the policies in place, which makes it easier for criminals to exist. And a gang member shooting somebody else, they have very little to fear from that. You know, if they do get caught, they're probably going to be out on the street very quick. Criminals get guns the old-fashioned way by stealing them. But we've got to quit listening to these false prophets. Okay? We've got to quit listening to these false prophets. They are nothing but people. They're men and they're women. Maybe they went to a college. Maybe they wear nicer clothes. Maybe they have a nicer car. They're just people. Take things and separate a few degrees out of their life. They are exactly where you are, if not lower. They are nothing special. I've bumped up against many of them. Chicago's still pretty much a gun-free zone. They do have some concealed permits there, and those people do a fine reckoning of themselves. And the cops take all the credit for it because they didn't change anything. But the fact of the matter is, if there's blood on anybody's hands, none of the people killing people in Chicago today are members of the NRA. So the NRA doesn't have the blood on their hands. No, it's people like you, Father Flegger, you hypocritical, should be defrocked. And I can't even say it because I don't want to make my board op work hard this morning. But you know what I'm thinking. You know exactly what I'm thinking. Somebody like you, I would have no problem seeing if you would turn the other cheek. Just to see. Getting out there and pushing these false facts. I don't like figures of so, you know, authority. Whenever you, the authorities, figures of authority, this is an authority. Completely discount that. Completely discount that. One of the things that everybody seemed to, well, I'm not going to get into that again. I'm not going to do that again. Don't play into these guys are celebrities and superstars, and they know. Don't give into that. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So the phone rings, and I pick it up, and it's Mark. And Mark says to me, hey, third Sunday, June, Father's Day, I ordered Dad a gun. It's here. He's going to build it out, and we're going to go out on Father's Day shooting. You want to come? And I said, yeah, what a great idea for a Father's Day gift, an AR-15 rifle kit from GunsAD.com. I had to go get my dad one. He says, go ahead. See you out on the range. So we're going to meet on the range on Father's Day. Get your dad an AR-15 rifle kit at GunsAD.com, GunsAD.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
When you're listening to the radio and you hear,
we interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
You listen closely. Your pulse rate increases and you wonder if you're prepared for whatever man-made or natural disaster has occurred. If food became unavailable, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you checked and found emergency food can cost as much as $300 for a month's supply and is full of weird chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, for only $99, you can order 90 meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein. And they're packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
All right, welcome back. Oh, something was being shared between me and the GCN. I might look into it. It's sort of funny. I may look into it anyway. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Where if you go there, you see it online. If you see it on their website, that means it's in stock. If it's in stock and you look to the left, that outrageously ridiculous price to the left is good. It's valid. That means you're buying the ammo at that crazy price. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Okay, here we have my theory of relativity. Perfectly illustrated. And what I mean by this is somebody that is coming out of the Northeast that says, I am a Republican. Well, you know, that's all really relative, okay? If they get out there and say, I am a conservative, and they're coming out of the Northeast, that's really relative based upon where they come from. It's like saying a California gun guy, okay? New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is irate over the murder of hairdresser Carol Bowne, as he should be, as I am, as everybody should be, because that was a failure of the state that murdered Carol Bowne. They aided and abetted her murder because they never allowed her. She tried to get a fighting chance and they wouldn't let it happen. He blames, Christie blames this, at least partially, on the failure of New Jersey law enforcement to process her 3 gun permits in a timely manner as required by law. Christie, now here, first of all, here's my thing, as you know, Christie's governor of New Jersey. Now, as governor of New Jersey, what have I seen come from him regarding gun control? He has vetoed a few bills, that's right. He has pardoned Shanine Allen. He has pardoned Stephen Lamont Josie. And good for him, because they should have been pardoned. I don't know what the outcome with Brian Aitken is. I think he's out of jail now, but I don't know as I'm talking to you, because I'm not prepared on that part of it. But has Christie ever gotten out there and said, I'm calling on the legislature of New Jersey to roll back some of this draconian gun control so the good people of New Jersey can have a fighting chance? Has he ever done that? No! He's never done that. He has gotten out there and talked about banning Barrett 50 caliber rifles. Is this somehow Ronnie Barrett's rifle? His 50 caliber sniper rifle is just running around out there with the gangs out of, coming out of Newark. The 50 caliber Barrett gang. They're just running around. They all wear trench coats all 365 days a year because they got to hide that gun. And to be in the Barrett 50 caliber gang, you've got to be at least 6.5 feet tall because you've got to be tall enough to hide that rifle underneath your jacket. And then you got to be strong enough to lug it around and look like it ain't there. No, instead of saying that, do you know what Christie comes out with? He says he wishes he had the power, and here we are, this is relative, of a benevolent dictator to sweep aside the Garden State's absurdly restrictive gun laws which favor criminals over law-abiding citizens. In other words, he'd like to take, you could just see him sitting there thinking, well, let me take this opportunity to tell you exactly what I would do if I could. I would like to be a benevolent dictator. How many of those actually exist? How many of those actually, started out as benevolent dictators and then turned into something else? A benevolent dictator. That's where he thinks he goes to solve these issues in New Jersey. That's what he thinks he has to be. He said on Tuesday that he regrets that New Jersey is not yet a dictatorship that would allow him to scrap the state's tough gun laws. Which basically means he's saying that I would like to completely negate voters. Now, I hate to tell you this, and this is going to sound sort of wishy-washy, but this is exactly what caused the Colorado senators to get recalled when they got out there and said, let's not listen to voters. Don't take calls from your constituents. This is him saying, I don't think we need constituents. because he's basically saying, apparently, you can take this any way you want. It's basically him saying that, the voters don't need, they don't count, and we need to get rid of all these people and all these laws they put aside. And that's fine. I can understand the sentiment if he really was a pro-gun, constitutional kind of guy, but he's not. He thinks this is what sounds good. He thinks this is what's going to play right. He was taking questions from the audience at the St. Anselm Institute of Politics, and he responded to a question from a man concerning the murder of Carol Bowne. He said, I'm dealing with a Democratic legislature. That's what New Jersey's given me. They have a very, very different view of the Second Amendment than I do, but they're going to have to answer for these things. There was apparently a protest this weekend in front of the Senate President's home for folks regarding the Carol Bowne situation. That would be Steve Sweeney, who is an unabashed supporter of the dangerously strict gun laws coming out of New Jersey. And protests outside his home are unlikely to sway his anti-liberty views unless they continue to grow to a deafening degree. And that would be good if they can maintain that. And certainly New Jersey's got enough gun owners to do it. You guys should do it. You guys should break him. Break him like a rabid horse. He's a rabid horse that needs breaking. Get out there and break him. Christie, on the other hand, this is him trying to be presidential, saying he'd like to be a benevolent dictator. Christie pardoned Shanine Allen and Stephen Lamont Josie based upon a deafening deluge of protests coming his way. And because he did this purely because he wants to run for president. He didn't look at Shanine Allen and say, this is a miscarriage of justice. He said, this will play well. That's what the same thing happened with Stephen Lamont Josie. I'm glad it happened to both of them because they should be free. Stephen Lamont Josie broke no laws. Shanine Allen broke no laws. Well, but they exist in New Jersey. Which, when did New Jersey become East Germany? Christie supports the New Jersey assault weapon ban and feels there are too many guns in the state. Some of his supporters may claim he's a pro-Second Amendment dude. He can be reflexively liberal when he wants to be in largely anti-gun New Jersey and still win office. And that may be a valid point, but pragmatically, politicians who have the right views but fail to win office are not in a position to help us reassert our rights, while politicians who win office could help us more move incrementally in the right direction. And Christie is the governor, and he has the power to flex as an executive to ensure that law enforcement agencies are following the law when it comes to processing firearms permits. That's there. That's something he can actually move on. That's an executive decision he can make. 30 days is all it takes. He could presumably order his state attorney general to consider self-defense as a justifiable need. Is he doing that? No. He just wants to be a benevolent dictator. That's the conservative way, according to Christie. Relative to where you come from. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing
itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. That's where Seth and Dan and Scott hang out and combine their 80 years of purveying ammo to make sure that they always have a constant supply with a large variety, a lot of depth per caliber for you to choose from. With 42 different calibers to choose from, including, besides that, all the crazy shotgun ammunition they carry, and the constant circle of life that they perpetuate there, where the ammo is constantly coming in on one side and going out on the other. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Gentlemen, please allow yourself to get outraged, because I'm going to describe something to you that has to be in the back of your mind, everybody's mind. Okay, especially for us that have a spouse, a girlfriend, whatever. It's one hot summer night, your spouse, your girlfriend is home alone because you work the late shift, she's asleep, and she's startled all of a sudden by somebody trying to break into the back door. She grabs her cell phone and tries to get close enough to see, and she sees the shadow of someone assaulting the back door. And as his assault on the door becomes louder and more frantic, she realizes in what has to be an awful moment that she has minutes, perhaps seconds, before he breaks through, and she calls 911. She does get through to the 911 dispatcher, and he takes her information, and then the dispatcher maybe becomes distracted and doesn't tell the officers what's happening. Responding officer is told only that there's some kind of disturbance in the area. He arrives 10 minutes later. Seeing and hearing nothing, he leaves after a few minutes, clearing the call.
However, long after the officer leaves, your wife or girlfriend is being brutally beaten and repeatedly raped. The rapist is never caught. You get to come into this afterwards, and you're determined to do two things. You're going to buy a gun for your wife or girlfriend when she recovers, and you're going to sue the police. Come back to all that in a minute. Here's a recent similar case from Tech Dirt. Craig Patty runs a tiny trucking company in Texas. He has only two trucks in his fleet. One of them was being taken to Houston for repairs by his employee, Lawrence Chapa, or so he thought. In reality, Chapa was working with the DEA, who had paid him to load up Patty's truck with marijuana and haul it back to Houston so the DEA could bust the prospective buyers. That's when everything went completely and horribly wrong. As the truck entered northwest Houston under the watch of approximately two dozen law enforcement officers, several heavily armed Los Zetas cartel-connected soldiers in sport utility vehicles converged on Patty's truck. In the ensuing firefight, Patty's truck was wrecked and riddled with bullet holes, and plainclothes Houston police officer shot and wounded a plainclothes Harris County officer's deputy, who was mistaken for a gangster. The truck's driver was killed, and four attackers were arrested and charged with capital murder. You can't make this stuff up. Until Patty received a call notifying him that his employee had been killed, he was completely unaware of the DEA operations involving both his truck and his driver. Unbelievably, somehow, things got worse for him after that discovery. That truck was impounded by the DEA. After it was released to him, it was out of service for several months, and it took more than $100,000 to repair this thing. The DEA offered him no financial assistance for the truck it helped fill with bullet holes, nor did they offer to make up the revenue he lost while the truck was out of commission. His insurance company likewise turned down his claim, citing his truck's use in a law enforcement operation. Nor did the DEA offer to do something to repair his newly acquired reputation as a drug runner and or DEA informant, something that makes Mr. Patty's life a little more dangerous. Now, Mr. Patty filed suit against the DEA seeking compensation for damages and lost income. You would think this is one that he would win right out, wouldn't you? No, I mean, no thinking about this. That was just completely just, I mean, way out there. No. Federal judge dismissed his lawsuit against the DEA. A Houston-based federal judge ruled that the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration does not owe the owner of a small Texas trucking company anything, not even the cost of repairing the bullet holes to a tractor-trailer truck that the agency used without his permission for a wild 2011 drug cartel sting that resulted in the execution-style murder of the truck's driver, who was secretly working as a government informant. The government argued that they were neither culpable for the damage nor under any obligation to inform the owner of any property that it wishes to use in its operations because clandestine, no statute, regulation, or policy specifically prescribed or prohibited the course of action that the DEA agents followed. In this case, Task Force Officer Villasana submitted a similar declaration. He states that their decision to proceed with such an operation is entirely discretionary and not mandated by any statute, rule, or policy. Despite all that, wouldn't you think they would do that anyway, just pay for it? At least they could pay for repairs of the truck. They're citizens and employees of the United States, and Patty is a citizen and helps finance his their pay. They could, and that would set a precedent, so that's why they don't. Now back to that woman, that hypothetical woman at the beginning of this. That thing, you would think that sort of thing maybe doesn't really happen. But coming out of Oregon's Josephine County, this was happening, and a woman called 911, and a recorded voice told her, "Due to budgetary constraints, we are only able to answer the phone from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. This is coming out of Josephine County. When that happened, when a woman was raped in her home after calling 911 and staying on the line for more than 10 minutes, she was told there was nobody to help her. Then, another case coming out of, the same Josephine County, they had to fire 23 deputies after the 2012-2013 budget. Another call comes in. The dispatcher transfers the woman, whose identity was not been published because she was a sex crime victim, to the state police. That got even worse. The state police answered the phone and said they didn't have anybody to send. The dispatcher told him, I don't have anybody to send out there to you. You know, obviously, if he comes inside the residence and assaults you, can you ask him to go away? That's unbelievable. And the former boyfriend did not go away. She was told to hide. She was told to do all this kind of stuff. We are alone, folks. When these things begin to happen, we are alone. Remember, the Supreme Court has said that the individual citizen, there's no guarantee, no obligation by law enforcement to protect you. So we're alone. Those of you that sit out there, that maybe listen to me and think I should be wearing a tinfoil hat or anything, you're never going to catch me in a moment where somebody's coming through my door and I don't have an option. When your only option is to go to 911, you don't have an option. Because in the ensuing time that it takes for them to respond, unless there is a police officer outside, right outside your door, in that ensuing time, there's going to be all kinds of bad things happen to you. And it's going to change your life. Not for the better. Not for the better at all. Which man wants to come home and find out that his wife has been victimized? His girlfriend has been victimized? Who wants to be in a house where they're victimized while they're trying to sleep? Don't sit back and think somebody's going to help you. There is no help. You help you. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, whether it's 20 rounds of specialty ammunition that you want to carry in your specialty carry gun, your concealed carry gun, or it's 2,000 rounds because you want to go take a class with Steve Fisher or Aaron Cowan or Eric Dutrek, they can take care of you. In fact, they can take care of you at a price you won't believe, and you'll get your ammo timely, because if it's in stock, it's on the website. If it's not on the website, it's not in stock. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. There's a... it's being characterized as being widely discussed, but there's an op-ed coming out of the Wall Street Journal entitled "The New Nationwide Crime Wave" by Heather McDonald. She makes this claim: gun violence in particular is spiraling upward in cities across America. She did this by demonstrating or citing murder rate increases in six cities. She also said that murders of police have surged out of control, jumping 89% in 2014. McDonald appeared on numerous TV channels, including Fox News and CNN. So, because she went out there and made this little outrageous claim, she's gotten a lot of airtime. And so now the impression is that crime is on the rise across the U.S. Now, the good news is that that is all hype. McDonald cherry-picked those pieces and those places that experienced rising crime rates. Overall, the 15 largest cities have actually experienced a slight decrease in murders. There's been a 2% drop from the first 5 months of 2014 to the first 5 months of this year. Not in Baltimore, for example. Of course not, because they're lawless there now. They've gotten what they voted for. Murder rates rose in eight cities and fell in seven. There is no nationwide murder wave. Murder rates fell dramatically in some of the cities where it was falling. Comparing this year's January to May murder data from last year's, we find that San Jose's murder rate fell by a whopping 59%. Jacksonville fell by 31%. Indianapolis by 28%. Indianapolis, Indiana. San Antonio's by 25%. Los Angeles by 15%. Now, presumably, we're not going to focus only on those cities and start claiming a national victory over crime. We could. She is, McDonald is undoubtedly correct that there's something unusual happening in Baltimore. When compared to May of last year, arrests have plummeted by 50%, murders have risen by 76%, and overall violent crime is up by 15%. And that has a lot to do with the police officers hesitating to stick out their necks. I completely get that. Who could blame them? Because they're being labeled as criminals for doing their job. Mosby's out there saying, well, of course I've got their back. Yeah, you're sticking a knife in it. You're right behind them. There's no evidence that what is happening in Baltimore is happening elsewhere. Murder rates have indeed gone up in Milwaukee, St. Louis, Chicago, and Atlanta. But higher murder rates alone don't mean a lack of effective law enforcement. Last Thursday, she speculated in the New York Times piece that this year's 15% increase in murders in New York is due to a drop in arrests. Arrests are down 17.4% through May 31st compared to the same period last year. But just as likely, that part of the drop in arrests might be related to the overall drop in crime. While murder rates rose, the 5.5% drop in total violent crime and 7.5% decline in property crime are being ignored. Not to mention the fact that the cops, once again, got knifed by their local government. These declines suggest something is occurring that is more complicated than the police simply being afraid to do their job. Why would police pull back? Because there's more murders but fewer robberies. Why would that happen? That's a good question to ask. Crime goes up and down for all sorts of reasons. It is too early to figure out why. Some cities are seeing more crime and others are seeing less. And then there's sheer randomness, which is very hard to calculate, hard to quantify. Police do a very dangerous job. In some places, more dangerous than others. And any dramatic increase in their killings would be horrible. Now, the nationwide spike in police killings is not all that McDonald's claims it is currently. After averaging 55 police deaths per year for a decade, in 2013 that fell to 27. The number went back up to 51 in 2014. Though that was a large increase, the unusual year was 2013, not 2014. 2014 was average. 2013 was below average. That's where your percentage increase comes in. Don't know why. There's no way to tell why. You're out there trying to quantify criminal thought processes. The biggest problem with these last numbers is that unlike the crime numbers that can compare periods clearly before and after the Ferguson effect and the Baltimore riots, the spike in police killings occurred too early. According to the Officer Down Memorial page, murders of police through May nationwide are down 38% this year compared to last year, 16 versus 26. With misleading claims by left-wing groups such as ProPublica, claiming that the police are shooting young black males at much higher rates than young white males, it was probably only a matter of time before some conservatives like McDonald began to make their own misleading claims. Fortunately, there has been no nationwide spike in murders or police killings so far this year. If there is a nationwide Ferguson effect, the data does not show it. Cherry-picking half a dozen of the worst crime numbers from the largest cities might scare people and get massive media attention. But it doesn't tell us anything about the policy that's led to this. It's trying to predict what a criminal is going to do. It's a little bit like, trying to herd cats. How do you do that? How do you predict what's going to happen? That's got to be very difficult. There's a story out right now, and Bob Owens and I are going to talk about it here in a little bit, but let's go take a real quick look at it. There's a story out right now at BearingArms.com where some gangs, where'd it go? Where'd it go? Alleged gang members have stolen 55 guns for a possible revenge killing plot coming out of Zion, Illinois. Two people have stolen $30,000 worth of guns from a gun store, and they're looking into an allegation that they plan to retaliate against police for a controversial recent shooting by an officer. Both of these criminals are 18 years old. They're children. And they're stealing guns and planning it's a sophisticated operation to begin with. And they stole 55 semi-automatic rifles, handguns, and shotguns, starting the first break-in May 31st and then June the 1st. The investigators are saying that the group planned to sell some of the guns, allegedly, from Five Star Firearms, and they plan to use the others to retaliate against Zion police for a fatal shooting of 17-year-old Justice Howard by one of the department's officers April the 4th. Howell was shot twice in the back in April after pointing a handgun at Zion police officers during a foot chase. He'd just stolen the gun from another criminal and turned and pointed the gun at pursuing officers as they attempted to flee the crime scene. So, you know, that's a risk you take if you point an officer. You point a gun at a cop. Anybody. Any of us. Any of us. Of course, the officer who shot Howell was exonerated during an investigation, as expected. And the family howled over this, and here we've got this sophisticated little, these sawed-off gangsters planning to do... How do you predict that, though? How do you predict that? How do you sit out there and quantify how you're going to predict the thought process of a criminal? Don't listen to this op-ed from Wall Street. This is not happening. It's not going on. Crime's down. Crime's still down. Officer killings are down. We've had some very high-profile ones, but they're down. Instead, what's happening in certain places is now the cops have been thrown under the bus, and who blames them for not wanting to stick out their necks? In any event, let's flip into the next hour. Coming up next is Bob Owens, BearingArms.com. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.